I don't know if it was you or me that knocked over the Kleenex, but here we are, both on our knees, laughing, trying to stack them again. I'm sure I've never seen you at this Target before, but I like your laugh. I toss a box of tissues into my cart and you wrinkle your nose at me. Take the plain tissues out of my cart and replace it with the purple box of soothing lotion tissues. I feel my face flush. I put another purple box in my cart. And you've decided not to speak, so I don't either. You want me to follow you, and now I'm thinking about cantaloupes and apples, and we're not even in the produce section. You're holding two jars of coconut oil, a small one and a large one. You look at me, appraising, shrug your shoulders, and you put the large jar in my cart. I cover my eyes, and it makes you laugh again. I disappear into the next aisle and come back with the biggest string mop I can find and put in your cart. It's cold outside and we're both still wearing coats. And when you hug me, it's so quick and padded, I just stand there with a big grin on my face and my hands dangling at my sides. Passing the pet aisle, I browse the collars, but you shake your head. So I find a big rubber bone, tossed into your cart, and run, and you're laughing and my heart is pounding. And you slip up next to me in the tool department, your face flushed. You tumble a can of tuna packed in oil into my cart, eyes lowered. When I smile, you drop in the other three cans you had hidden behind your back. I think you're humming a tune, but I can't decipher it. I put a Phillips head screwdriver in your cart, and you hold it in your hands for a moment, thoughtfully. You take the mop out and drag it behind us as you go down the ice cream aisle. You point at popsicles, and I put a bag of them in your cart. You point at corn dogs. I grab a box from my cart, too. I'm still thinking about cantaloupes, and we get to the produce aisle, and you pick up a leek. I put a couple of plums in one of those thin sacks and hand it to you. You have to decide between the mop and the plums, so you put the mop back into your cart and hold the plums gently in your hand, your eyes thoughtful and distant. While you're distracted, I slip a couple of cucumbers, a zucchini, and a truly beautiful eggplant to your cart. You hand me a jar of olives, and I don't get it. You turn the label so I can read it. Oh, of course. I put an aged salami in your cart, and you find a meat cleaver, so I put the salami back in the cooler. You keep the knife, though. You stop me in front of the cheese shelves. Hands on your hips. You point at Gorgonzola with a question in your eyes. I shake my head and point at mozzarella. You breathe a sigh of relief. I point at Gorgonzola and you punch my arm, but you put the meat cleaver back. Then you drag me to the pharmacy and put a lifetime supply of iron supplements in my cart and I find the bulk-sized jar of aspirin for you. We wander the store, my cart bumping into yours sometimes, yours bumping into mine. What an odd American Gothic we make, gazing at the ocean on an immense television. You with your mop in one hand. I take your other hand and sigh. The ocean is beautiful and is a very high quality television. I tell you my name and you tell me yours. I want to do this again, I say, watching the sunset over the Pacific with you. Okay, you say, and we walk out of the store hand in hand, our carts forgotten.